New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. I watched the game over. I watched the film. I took a deeper dive into the Eagles' victory over the Baltimore Ravens this past weekend, and here to break it down with all of you guys. Thank you guys, as always, for checking the show out. If you're new, be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They do help with the growth, the exposure of the podcast. Bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Thank you guys for doing that. The show's been doing great since I've started doing the show a lot more frequently throughout the week. People are enjoying having something to listen to on their commutes as they go to work or work out or whatever the situation is. They like the time frame of these 20-minute things. So happy to keep doing them for you guys, and I look forward to the remainder of the season and the off season and the draft and all that fun stuff, all the stuff I nerd out. Can't wait to share it all with you guys. But the Eagles, 10-2 now on the season. They have an upcoming matchup against the Carolina Panthers. We will talk about key matchups in that game on Thursday. For today, we have some key stats here, some key updates, as well as Vic Fangio did speak with the media today as well. One of the biggest takeaways, I wanted to mention this right away because it was super prominent to me, especially on the second watch through. The Eagles made it a point to set the tone early. They made it a point to knock out the Ravens early in that game. The first run, the Eagles' first play of the game, Saquon Barkley rushed for 13 yards. They were not scared of the top-ranked defense against the run. They handed it to Saquon, 13-yard run right from the jump. I think that told us right away what kind of game the Eagles wanted to play. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I tweeted this out earlier, the video, popped Derrick Henry. Now, he had like two guys on him, kind of. I think he might have been already on the way to the ground. But C.J. let him know that today was going to be a long day and gave him a pop similar to how if you guys remember that hit that he put on Pacheco in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. It reminded me of that hit. He went right up in there, put down Derrick Henry, stared him down and said, look, it's not going to be sweet today. It's not going to be sweet. So that's what the Eagles missed last year. They missed that kind of tenacity. CJ, when he was brought back, I knew that it was going to help this Eagles defense and their mindset of going in and trying to attack the opposing offense. And I think CJ does help a lot with that. And CJ has been good, especially since the bye week. He's cleaned up that tackling. The missed tackles are not an issue anymore. And I like CJ in coverage as well. He did a good job containing Cooper Kupp in situations against the Rams last week. Did a good job this week as well. But I think we all value the most is that energy that CJ brings to the defense. It's infectious, and it makes you want to play harder. And I think it really does give a mean side to this Eagles defense. But I noticed that hit and I was like, oh my god, Derek, I think came out for a few plays after that. He was looking like he felt it, and he was like, damn, it's gonna be rough out here in this cold weather against these boys. So nice going, CJ Gardner-Johnson. Speaking of the defense, while we're on the topic, another stellar game from Quinyon Mitchell. The PFF numbers came out against Zay Flowers. Quinyon Mitchell allowed 0 catches on 2 targets for 0 yards. Isaiah Likely, when matched up on Quinyon, only 1 target, no catches, no yards. Mark Andrews had 1 target, 1 catch for 2 yards. Quinyon put him in the dirt immediately. As soon as Mark caught it, he got cut from underneath. Quinyon wasn't letting that happen. And then Tylan Wallace, 1 target, 1 catch, 2 yards against Quinyon Mitchell. So another great outing for Quinyon. The odds for Defensive Rookie of the Year are coming down even further. He's now plus 165. It's going to be a neck-and-neck fight with he and Jared Verse. And Cooper DeJean is now sneaking into the Defensive Rookie of the Year race. He's plus 2,000. It's a longer shot for him, especially since he didn't play for the first part of the season. But Cooper DeJean with his plays is inching his way into that ladder now. So that'll be fun to watch as we close out the season. Quinyon and Cooper DeJean have 101 combined targets this season. Neither of them have allowed a touchdown. That is insane work from two rookies. I can't give enough credit to Howie Roseman. I put out the video yesterday of the all access that the Eagles have on YouTube from their draft day and all the wheeling and dealing they wanted to do to get Cooper DeJean. And they thought the Rams were going to take him, but they went and took, I forget his name, Brandon Fish, the really good defensive lineman that the Rams have. It worked out for them as well. But the Rams were next up, and Howie and Jeffrey Lurie were looking at each other like, oh, it's over. He's going to the Rams. And when they didn't take Cooper DeJean, Howie jumped out of his seat. He couldn't get on the phone fast enough to make that trade and take Cooper DeJean. So it's that kind of access that is always fun to watch and see how much they truly value some of these draft picks. And Cooper, they knew from the rip. Everyone in that room, in that building, really wanted Cooper here, and it's paying dividends now. He's one of the top rookies in this draft, along with Quinyon Mitchell. And I couldn't even imagine having this kind of return on Cooper DeJean already. A guy that should have been top 20 went and fell all the way to the 40th because of injury concerns and didn't go to the combine and all that stuff. And he is not a safety. Certainly not a safety. He is an NFL cornerback, and he is putting these receivers in hell week in and week out. If you take a look back at the players the Eagles have drafted in the first two rounds, dating back to 2020, it is a masterclass when you look at it in totality. In 2020, Jalen Reagor, first round pick, we all know how that ended up. Jalen Hurts, second round pick. In 2021, Devontae Smith, first round pick. Landon Dickerson, second round pick. I remember crying that we took Landon Dickerson. I actually fell asleep and woke up and saw it was Landon Dickerson. I wanted Asante Samuel Jr. I wanted JOK, who's now in Cleveland. I wanted all these guys. And I was like, we took an injured guy who's torn his ACL twice. Like, what are we doing? And Landon Dickerson is now a Pro Bowl offensive lineman. So what do I know? 2022, Jordan Davis, first-round pick. Cam Jurgens, second-round pick. 2023, Jalen Carter, first-round pick. Nolan Smith, also a first-round pick. He was picked at 30th. And in 2024, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. 9 of those 10 players I just listed are now starters for this team. Not even rotational players. They are starters playing prominent roles for this team. Dating back to 2020, the Reagor is a big red flag on that whole thing. It's a big eyesore. So I know it's hard to ignore that, especially considering the player that went after that. But Howie's rectified that situation since drafting Devontae, trading for AJ. But 9 of those 10 players are now starters. That is impeccable stuff from Howie Roseman. And he might get executive of the year this year again with the amount of offseason additions that are now having proven impacts on this team. You look at the offseason, the Vic Fangio has reshaped this entire defense. A defense that was dead last damn near against the pass. And now they are number one defense this year. You look at Quinyon and Cooper, who we just talked about. You look at the addition of Zach Bond, who they shaped into an all-pro linebacker. You look at Saquon Barkley, who is in the MVP race. Like, this is one of the best off-seasons. It has to be in NFL history. It has to be when you look at it and when you look at the grand scheme of things. Howie Roseman, if the Eagles go to the NFC Championship game, Howie Roseman will have to be executive of the year for the one-year turnaround that he did for this team and all the additions. Now, Bryce Huff obviously isn't working out and things like that, but a lot more hits than misses this past offseason, considering the draft, the personnel they brought in, and the free agents. Amazing stuff from one Howie Roseman.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I want to talk about Jalen Carter, because when I reviewed the All-22 film, I counted eight times that he was held, and it wasn't called. It's probably more than that, but the ones that my naked eye could see on the All-22 film, I counted eight times that Jalen Carter was held, and it wasn't called. I don't know what has to be done for the officials to call it against this man. I would love to see what Jalen Carter would do if teams had to block him properly. If teams literally had couldn't hold him anymore, can't hold him, we're going to call you every time. What kind of havoc would Jalen Carter cause if teams literally had to block him the right way? Vic Fangio was asked if there's anything the Eagles can do to help Jalen Carter withdrawing holding calls. Fangio asked if we had ideas. What do you guys have for me? Because I don't know what to do. I don't know what we can do about it. Officials are pulling this man to the ground and we can't do anything. There's nothing we could do. They could probably submit like complaints to the league and all that stuff. Who knows what would result out of that? But even Fangio, like, I don't know what to do. We just got to deal with it. Coming into the weekend, the Ravens were called for the most holding penalties in the NFL. They got called for zero in this game. Zero. Like, what sense does that make? Riddle me that. What sense did this make? The first non-pre-snap penalty that was called against the Ravens came with 10 minutes left in the game. Not in the first quarter, the game. They didn't call a single pre-snap penalty on the Ravens until there was 10 minutes left. Something weird going on. I don't do conspiracy theories and all that jazz. I do a little bit with the Chiefs because they got voodoo magic going on. But the officials just choosing to be blind when it comes to Jalen Carter blows my mind on a weekly basis. We have to do something. I tag NFL officiating on Twitter, and a chance I get, I need answers. I just want answers as to why we're not calling it. I just want to know the rationale behind it, because he is being headlocked. He's like helmets being ripped off, jerseys being tugged. They're ripping out the the white like undershirts that the players wear underneath the jersey. Like, you can see them pulling that like out from underneath the jersey. And refs are just like, no, I don't see it. I don't know. He was blocked. What do you want me to do? Like, if teams had to block him properly, Jalen Carter would have 3 sacks a game. Unbelievable stuff. We need to do, refs, figure it out. Do a better job. And Ravens aren't the first team. This is a weekly occurrence. Figure it out, refs. There is a lot of narratives being thrown around about Jalen Hurts these days. I'm seeing rival fan bases posting screenshots of like Jalen Hurts' stats compared to like lower tier quarterbacks and saying, oh, they got a super team, Jalen Hurts isn't good, and all this stuff. But context is important, people. You always have to include context when you want to slander somebody and when you want to talk trash about somebody. You can't just throw up a box score and say, oh my God, he sucks. Like, that's not how it works. I'll explain to you why the yardage looks the way it does. The Eagles have the least amount of pass attempts of any team this season. Let's start there. They don't throw the ball because they don't have to throw the ball because Saquon is playing at an unreal level. The Eagles are averaging 26 pass attempts per game this season. Yet, they are fourth in the NFL in yards per game, and they are seventh in the league in scoring. So it would be different if Jalen Hurts is putting up these numbers and he's like top 10 in pass attempts and all this stuff. Then you're like, okay, Jalen just like can't see the field. Like, he's just not making plays. This man has the middle of the pack yardage because they don't have to throw the ball. Either A, they have leads that they're trying to preserve in the second half. It could be like the Ravens game where A.J. Brown didn't get a single target in the second half because A, the offense didn't see the field a lot. And two, Saquon is just taking over in the second half. How many times have I mentioned on the show that Saquon gets better as the game goes on? In the second half, it's Saquon time. You can throw the ball all you want in the first half. Build the lead. Now it's my time. Hand me the ball the entire 30 minutes in the second half. If fan bases want to throw, oh, look at these yards, it's Caleb Williams, and he's no better than these guys. Like, we're not doing this about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is 35-9 since 2022. That's better than Mahomes. It's better than Josh Allen. That's better than Burrow. I listed off all those guys yesterday. Jalen Hurts put it a good way yesterday. He said, I think the media asked him about, like, oh, what do you make of these, like, game manager, like, allegations or whatever. And Jalen Hurts said, I don't manage it. I think I control the game. You can make an argument for both, but controlling it is a good way to put it. And Jalen Hurts delivers when he has to make passes. He has more fourth quarter touchdowns than incompletions this year, When they need a play out of Jalen Hurts, he delivers. It's not that he's incapable. It's just that it hasn't been necessary. He has 5 fourth quarter touchdowns this year. He only has 4 fourth quarter incompletions. Hurts has 114.1 passer rating since the bye week. He has 150.5 passer rating in the fourth quarter alone since the bye week. That is easily the highest in the league. Don't give me this stuff about Hurts this year. Don't give me this stuff just because Saquon is on pace for 2,000 yards and all this, and Saquon and Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do a lot. What did I say a couple weeks ago? When Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do everything, he can do anything. Jalen Hurts is playing brilliant football as well. Don't give me that Jalen is a mid quarterback because he doesn't have to put up gaudy numbers. Joe Burrow throws 400 yards a game and Cincinnati can't win. Don't give me that stuff. Gaudy quarterback stats does not equate to wins. I know it's a passing league and everybody wants to throw the ball and all that, but that's not the Eagles' formula this year. I want to wrap up today talking about Dallas Goedert. I said yesterday that he avoided serious injury. Jeff McClain came out with another report following that saying that he is expected to miss time following an MRI on his knee. Now, he could be placed on injured reserve because of this. If that is the case, Goedert will not be back until the season finale against the New York Giants. Guys, we love Dallas Goedert here. Well, we think he's a good tight end when healthy. We think he's an above average tight end when healthy. I would even say that. But availability has been an issue for Goedert. He's only played a full season in 2018, which was his rookie season. Health is an availability, and injuries have been a constant theme throughout Dallas Goedert's career. We're going to have to call on Grant Calcaterra, who stepped up fine when Goedert missed 3 games earlier in the season. Calcaterra is going to be fine for the rest of the year, and then Goedert comes back from the playoffs, and they should be fine there. But it's time to start looking at that tight ends in the draft. I said it yesterday. It's time to start looking at them in the spring. Brent Celek was in his 7th year when they drafted Zach Ertz. Ertz was in his 6th year when the Eagles drafted Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert is currently in his 7th season. He turns 30 in January. It's time to look. And even given his contract situation, tight ends don't have a high usage rate in Philadelphia's current state of the offense. In a run-heavy offense, Dallas Goedert has games where he's not utilized. We all know this. Shit, when Devontae Smith is healthy, there's games when he isn't utilized, and he's the second receiver on the team. Does Goddard's price make sense for this team? Does his minimal role warrant the price? I don't think it does. He's entering the final year of his deal next year. He's going to want a new one soon. It might be worth exploring trading Dallas Goedert on that last year of his contract. And then going into the draft, people on Twitter are telling me Tyler Warren is his name, I think, on Penn State. He could be an option for the Eagles. The Eagles are in a spot where they can afford to take luxury picks. I'm not familiar with Tyler Warren. I don't watch a lot of college football until the springtime rolls around and I scout my guys and do all that. So I will look out for him. But a lot of people on Twitter are like, it's time to move on and Tyler Warren might be it. So I'm intrigued to watch a lot of him when the spring rolls around. But Goedert, Eagles are going to be without him for a few weeks. Might be time to look beyond Dallas Goedert after this season. But we'll talk about that, obviously, when the time comes. I appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod. I hope I can give you some good information so you can help understand what makes the Eagles so great right now. If you're new to the show, be sure to subscribe. Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Don't forget those reviews. Don't forget the 5 stars. Follow me on all social media platforms so you can keep up with all the content I have going on Twitter and Instagram and all that fun stuff. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about whatever it is that we'll talk about. And then we'll do Thursday's key matchups for the Panthers game. Panthers are allowing most rushing yards in the league, so you can kind of infer who will be a key matchup in that situation. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, but until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.